listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello, good evening. You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and this is Dr. Grace Clawsmith on Stairway to Heaven. And Stairway to Heaven is sponsored by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church, where Kaiser Jones is the pastor. My topic today was what makes people angry. But from that, I'll give my little shout out, say hello to everybody before I get into the subject. I'm getting Core Lab, JC, my sister Margie, which is in Ohio East Hospital. She had a little stroke. And to my wife and other people, and Latoya of Core Lab, all my friends there. So, and to Richard Shouts and the Lynch family. Getting into my subject today is that what makes people mad is coming out of the 13th verse of the 2nd Timothy, where it says, while evil people and imposters will go to from worse but worse and deceiving people. Well, what I'm saying is that people, what makes people so angry and what makes people mad. And from that, there's a lot of things that go on that will make people angry and make people mad. We have people today that really just get angry and mad over anything. It doesn't matter what it is, who it is, or how it got started. We realize sometimes we have to wonder what makes us angry. Any little thing that would make you angry will get you anger, but you can't let little stuff like that get you angry or make you mad. You have to try to calm your temperature and cool it down. Getting to other things that evil things people do to make it worse and to get you angry, it could be like a little big step on the shoe, or somebody could have scratch write on a piece of paper that was yours, and people get angry about that. But that's a little anger. But the anger I'm talking about is worse. It's going to be a little worse. And I'm going to try to do it step by step. I don't have my notes, but we're going to do it step by step. First thing, did you know people that get angry have a jealousy? They have a jealousy of anything. And every time you get something that they don't have, they got in their mind that they should be first and you be second. You cannot let anything that gets you, because he brought something, get you angry and get jealousy up. And that's what causes a lot of problems. People get angry because you dress better, you look better, and you're not doing what they want you to do. They get angry because they can't control you and they tried or they mess up. And when they mess up because they couldn't get a hold of you, it gets worse and worse, and they will try other things to get you with them. Many times, in angry, I call them imposters. You know, they will come along and say this and that, and they're not, just to get next to you or get you in their, get into their pockets. What I'm saying is, well, I got him in my bag, I can do what I want to do. And that's because of anger and jealousy. Many times I have been there with angry people, and sometimes maybe I may have caused them to get angry, may not. But there are times that people do cause you to get angry. But what really makes them mad about is that, makes them mad about, because it's little over nothing. It's not really, really an anger. It's nothing you should be angry about. Maybe because things don't go their way, or things they try to do didn't work out, or it could be anything. They could have a mean, doubtful, downfall on their syndrome down on them. I'm not talking about the disease, but a downfall, a low profile. and they love to have someone that has profile will stay in that profile, and you can't get them out. The only way some people can get out of there if they can, somebody would come along and give them a hug or sit down and talk to them and show them the ease, and don't snatch them out of it, ease their way out of it. And that's what, when you ease them out of it, just take it step by step. Don't rush them out. Just let them ease them. Let them watch the things you do. Because some of us have real angry tempers, very, very bad tempers. And that makes us angry. It makes us want to tear up something. I hurt somebody real, real bad. It also make us do things that we should be sorry for later on. The thing about that is, when you do something like that, you've done it, the first thing that comes to your mind, I shouldn't have done it. I should have waited, but you had time to think, and you didn't take time to think it out. So you proceed with it. This anger is so bad that make it turn like a tornado or a storm going to the city, tearing it down brick by brick by brick. And when that happens, when you turn down things brick by brick by brick, you're tearing down a house or a happy home. Some people have ways of showing how to destroy your happiness because they're not happy. And this is what they're angry about. It's the old movie, good versus evil, or evil versus good. This person's too good to do what this is, so I'm going to go over there and step in and try to take it over or destroy it. Give him some of my angerness and give him some of my madness. And when they try to give you, which you should walk away and block it out. You don't give away your madness, but you got to be careful about your madness, because your madness can hurt somebody. You can make somebody real with your words that you use, and the words that you use that will make you very angry. There are times I have watched movies and so I always say, well, that's just in the movie, but I found out, but the anger person that you see in the movie is out here. And the one thing I learned, your worst enemy is yourself. And your worst enemy can get you involved in a lot of things. It's not the guy next door or the guy down the street or the person around the corner or around the world. The worst enemy is yourself. And that anger comes out of you. There's a good side of you and there's a bad side. If you let the bad side come in and take over you, you will always be angry. You will never be happy. Can't nobody come up there and talk to you and say, well, I don't believe this, that, I ain't going to let you do this and that. You got to walk away from it. Let them walk away and live in their own world for a while. And maybe after they live in their own world for a while and find out what I did was wrong, or find out I had no business doing that. Sometimes they will come to their senses and find out what they did wrong. But there are times, sometimes you have to learn to get away from it. Times get harder and harder when you got that angry. And you climb a heart when you make people angry. But if you want to get involved with this conversation, call me at 614-817-5588. I do the best I can. And that's your questions. But getting back to my topic, anger is a killer. It's the worst enemy in your life, and I say in the world. It is a person who comes out, seek, destroy, and devour you. He can impersonate another person. He can impersonate the beautiful person in the world. And he can con you any way he wants you. Anger has a tendency to pick his victims, or pick the people who he wants to get with. He also has a tendency to find the weakest one out of the bunch. He does not go with the strongest one, but he go with the weak one. Anger is one of the Satan's partners, or one of his employees. Oh, let's say hitman. Let's be term say hitman. Anger is his hitman. It's a hitman. And you know how they used to do in the gangster days, that they want to knock on somebody, they hire a hitman and pay so many thousands of dollars to get this man killed to see his mind dead. But anger is a hitman. The reason why I say that's angry, who this person angry is, because it could be anybody. But angry is a person that is a guy that say, I'm going to walk down your street. I'm going to find out who I can make angry. I'm going to walk down your street and find out whose property that I can destroy, or what house that I can take. I'm walking down your street to mess with your children, your sons, your daughters, your cousins, your grandchildren. I'm gonna walk down your street, and I'm gonna pick your street would be the one I would pick. It seems like it's nice and everything, but let me and my partners come through here and tear it apart and destroy it. It has a tendency to build its own little headquarters and have its own little gang with them. Before he bring his partners in, he's gonna go check it out and stake it out and see what it looks like. He's gonna walk around, stake it out and find out, pick out the houses, the cars, and the people who he wants to get involved with him. So therefore, he becomes an imposter. He becomes an imposter of who he is and who he's not. He know who he really is, but he's coming to you as a different person. The imposter is always a person that does wants to be with you when you're not trying to do the right thing. An imposter always likes people who tries to do they what they really can do. Anytime that imposter come around with Mr. Anger has changed his style, he changes his name, he changes his whole privilege about him, he changes that he may not even look at you any way he can. The imposter also has a way of telling you he don't want to be telling you that he doesn't care who he hurt, but he's going to hurt somebody. So let's start this way with him. Mr. Anger, he's going to come knock on your door, and he's going to say he is John Doe. And maybe John Doe will pretend like he is a salesman, insurance agent, or anything he can think of when he knocks on your door. After he get there, you open the door, he's checking out the surroundings, he's checking out what's in your house, and he's checking out what you got. Then after you tell him no, he'll go home, do his homework on you, and watch every move you make, what time you come in, what time you get off. That's what the imposter will do. Mr. Anger is in charge of a Mr. Imposter. They get their heads together, and they sit down and say, well, here's what we gonna do. Let's go in here. Say what we got, set up a phony business, and say we this and did that. And after we do that, find out what we are and what we are and everything, we become more and more valuable or valued to them. Because he's going to come in there and sweet talk you. Although you're the nice, sweet, kind, soft-hearted person, he's going to come in there and destroy your happiness. You gotta find some type of way to destroy your happiness and some way to destroy your kindness, mental being. Let's put it that way. He knows that you have loved ones. And the first one he's going to hit, the youngest first. Maybe the baby or the oldest. Doesn't matter which one of that in that family line. He's going to get somebody to get on to get you angry. He may take one of your sons, may take your daughters, especially girls. They love little ladies that they can get them angry or get them to turn against their own parents. Also, young men, they also have ways to get the young men, but still, this is your imposter, and this is Mr. Anger. But Mr. Imposter, he is going to say, let's start out with the son. He got his group. He's got a little gang on the corner. He got his little disciples. And they come to his to your son. They talk this and that and the other. Tell them certain things that they can do and certain things that they can't, what they will do, what they will not do. The only thing that will happen about them is that when the imposter does get his stuff together, he's still showing you the good side of things, but deep inside, he's not showing you his real colors. So, let's say that he's going to tuck his friends up against your son, and your son becomes friends with one of them, never knowing who is he's a representative. Never knowing what's behind the back, say, door number two. Now, door number one's been open, but door number two is still closed. And once you go in door number two, that's just the beginning. He's door number two, he's introduced to a lot of things that look good or that ain't good. And he keep on going, then once he got your son, your child, or you hooked on what he's got to show. It may look pretty and beautiful. You are there and trying to get your mind, say, this looks nice. And it's just slowly pulling you in day by day and hour by hour. You can't get away from it because he's knocking on your door or he's calling you on the phone every day. But when that happens, you're on the door every day, knocking on the door and all, every day, you become closer and closer to him. Y'all begin to become good friends. But next step is door number three. Door number three, you have to prove yourself. You have to prove yourself. It's called initiation to the rule, initiation to the club. And once you get initiated to the club or to the gang or organization, you find yourself in a whole lot of trouble. It's coming. You're not there yet, but you're getting there. And finally, when he got you where you're at, boom, you're doing his work and you're doing what he wants you to do. You done did it now. Now you become angry number one. And you begin to play the games that he taught you on other people. And you start getting other people angry. There are times you can make people angry when you're ready to want to shoot them, kill them, or either some way of torture to bring them down. And just the way it happens. They do something to give you a torture and bring it down. And once you bring that torture down and put you in a rut, that's it. There's no, you're there. But the one thing that you did do, you didn't take time to think about it because you were blind to the situation that made you look so beautiful and so inviting that you didn't take time to, second time to thought. Say, do I want to do this or do I not want to do this? And that's the thing it is. Do I want to do this or do I not want to do this? And if I don't want to do this, you ain't going to do it. But to get to the point where I'm too weak, I'm going to do this anyway, you go ahead and do it anyway. For example, initiation. There's initiation, say, like, okay, let's say you with your friends, you with Mr. Anger and Mr. Imposter. You at door, you done stepped in door number 3. We're going to take a walk down the street. And you with him and his buddies, and they stop to do something that you don't do. Or they're going to stop to do something that you've never done in your life. So what they do, they give you a challenge of what to do to really be a full-pledged member. And when you're a full-pledged member, to become a full-pledged member, this is called initiation to the rules. The reason why this is initiation, because if you decide to break away, they got something over your head to hold you with. They have things that they can show people to hold you with. And sometimes there'll be a time they might just stab you in the back and call a man and say, hey, he did it, and you know you didn't do it. They can set you up that way. So you have to kind of look at things that before you do it and make a decision that you ain't going to do it. Either you are or either you're not. You got to kind of look at the way it's going on. Meantime, when we do that, and don't take time to look at stuff, and don't take time to think about it, we do it anyway. This is why things get worse. Then you start deceiving your family, yourself. And when you start deceiving things, you don't care. So we become a part of that anger class, and it makes you angry. And what you done, what you did, you be saying, why did I do this when you should had time, when you didn't take time to think? Should I do this or should I not? But you go do it anyway just to get involved with your friends. We got to learn, and it takes time, that we're going to have to learn that once you meet Imposter, Mr. Imposter, or you're going to have to learn that when we get it on, we're going to have to kind of learn how to break away. First thing, think about it before you do it, because you have time. But if you don't have time, you're going to walk down that boat, and you're going to walk in that club, and you're going to always stay there in that club and in on that boat. Mr. Anger doesn't care. He doesn't care what you do. He doesn't care how he do to you. He just wants you on his side because he is miserable. And they say, misery loves company. And that the misery loves company. What can you do about it? Best thing to walk away and think, don't pay it no attention. Let him waddle. Let him stay in that dirt that he's in. Because if you fall in it, you're going to be right there in that class with them. You have to think things over and try to get things where you don't want to be there or you don't need to be there. But once you don't want to be there and be there, then you are a person of disresponsibility, or you decide not to. And then once you get there, your family is going to feel bad, wonder where they went wrong, and they did their best for you to keep you away from that. You can't understand that. This is why so many of us get with people and we get in problems and we get in trouble, because we got people, imposters out there, say what they are and they're not really what they say they are, because they are the ones that will get you, if you're weak enough, they will get you where they want you to be. Not the way you want to go, but get you where they want you to be. You got to be on your own, and you got to be by yourself to get away from them. My suggestion to you is this. That is to watch, look, and listen. And that, after you use those three, you'll find out how things was. People can tell you things about a person, but you let that person show themselves. This is TalkTamerRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And I'd like to say also, I forgot my little friend who's trying to play guitar. My son, I want you to listen to this, my little friend. Listen to all types of music, and you'll learn. But like my topic today is what make people angry. And this came to me off the top of my head because I didn't know what to do part two of what I said, shame in the city or shame on you. And this is part of shame on you. I'm going to go back to that, too. There's something else that I found out, too, about the imposter and Mr. Angry. Remember, last time, if I remember, I said, when you get with somebody, they take you to the city called Shame, which is called Shame in the City. And once you, Mr. Imposter, has his own town, he had brought you and introduced you to Shame in the City. And once you get in that city, there's no way out unless you pull yourself out of it. If you want to stay there, you stay there. But you don't have to stay there. Really, you can pull out of it. Get away from that shame in the city. You have to think. You have to go on your knees and pray that the Lord will pull you out of there. And that way, you will become a better person. And the little people that wants to be shameful, let them stay there. Because they need to find out for themselves. They have no remorse, no remorse about what they do. But Mr. Anger and Mr. Imposter, they got tricks up their sleeves all the time. They got games all the time. And every day there is a game. Every day there's a party that they plan. And every day they're going to find someone who they can get involved with them. They're going to find someone who will stay with them to continue on their journey. It's not just one journey. It's 1,000 more. It's just like a bunch of marbles in a circle, and it counts to ball up. And you're going to put them in a circle and get one to knock one out that circle. And that's what this is all about. The anger is always going to be there. And the anger is always going to stay there. Because Mr. Shane and Mr. Anger and Mr. Imposter are known as 3-in-1 brothers. And brothers are going to always hang in there together. And brothers will have to learn that, hey, Mr. Shame and Mr. Imposter, he's looking out for you. He's looking out very hard for you. Young ladies, let me get to you. There are times Mr. Imposter will set you up with someone that you think is cute, fine, because he has a car and he drive up and down the street playing his music. Mr. Imposter and Mr. Anger will be dressed to the kill. And they have ways of pulling you young ladies in to do things that you thought you had never done in your life. But you'll find out for yourself. And you have to be careful how they do this. Because there's a whole lot of Mr. Imposters and Mr. Impossible to try to lure you in. And I'm just going to cut this short right there because I don't want to get too deep into that. But getting back to my friends, stay away from anger. Stay away from the imposters. If you see one, they're not going to come out and tell you. Just watch what they do and watch what they say. Because anytime they pick you out and you're number one, they're going to stay in there and try to keep you with them. You have to find, as I said before, you're going to have to find your way out. Don't stay there and go down the tube or go down the mud with them. So that's where they want you to stay. Because they're looking for the good people, other people ain't got nothing to do. Hey, this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. And to my YouTube friends, hey, I'll talk to you next time.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, hello, welcome, hello. This is StockTamerRadio.com. And this is Stairway to Heaven, and you're listening to Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And my topic was would make people mad. And it's coming out of 2 Timothy, and I'm coming from the 13th verse of the Bible, and I'm just picking out things that could go with it. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to the 12th verse, and it says, indeed, all desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. This persecution of people, which is done every day, we are being persecuted for the things that we believe in. We're being persecuted for the things that we do. We're being persecuted for the things that sometimes that we desire. Persecution of lives and people is all is the point where when you don't need to be that way. My persecution and suffering that happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Libra, and the persecution that I endure from them all, the Lord rescued me. People persecute us every day. People persecute us of things that I have no way. And right now, I'll come back with you on that. This is Mahalia Jackson singing How I Got Over. I went old school today on now today. So.
How I got over.
My
like to take out and say that next week there's a program at Praise Temple, and this honoree will be there. I'm not going to mention the name or anything because I can't, because, you know, he's part of the show. And we're doing this for him. And it will be at Praise Temple. I believe it'll be about 5 o'clock that Saturday evening. And looking for all you groups to be there. Also, I'd like to make an announcement to all you managers and promoters and everything. Next year, hopefully, if we can all get together and do this, give a citywide gospel fest right at the Commons. And I wish to meet with you so we can set this thing up. Without you, you know, it won't never go. I need your help. I can't do this by myself. I got two people who's going to help me, but I'm going to need your advice, improvise your concerns and everything, because I'm tired of everybody, every time I look, there's always a big gospel fest somewhere in another city, state, or town. And I believe that if we Columbus can do it, if they can do it, we can do it. We might have to pull Cincinnati in, might have to pull Dayton, might have to pull Cleveland in. But let's try next year for this big gospel fest. And I'm asking for the promoters, the managers, and all of us to get together and put this thing together. And maybe once we do this, maybe we can let everybody know that, hey, Columbus got some gospel singers too. I'm talking about all quartets. That's what I'm talking about. Quartets, I might well throw some choirs in there too, because somebody gonna ask, well, you talking about the quartets, what about the choirs? Well, we can bring them in too. But like I said before, I'm trying to get this thing next year, and I'm looking forward to bring this big old gospel fest. Also, I'm asking prayers for my sister Margie Williams, which she's in OSU East Hospital. She had a slight with Parkinson's a little bit, and she's doing all right. And I took her there. She was in there yesterday, and I was with her all day. Also, I'd like to say hello to Core Lab, my friends there. Also, the Keys of Harmony, which is part of the show on the Refuge Baptist Prison. Also, Reverend Kaiser Jones, Jr., and I'm trying to see if I can get him in here. He was on before by phone. See, can I get him in here live and let him teach some things to us? And he's a great speaker. Also, there's a lot of people that I'm getting involved with. But I'm asking you to help me throw this big concert next year at the Commons. They have R&B down there, all sorts of things going on down there. OSU, Columbus City Orchestra. Why can't we have a gospel fest right there in that big park? And I believe it will be a blessing. But I'm going to request, if we do, I'm saying this, there will be no alcohol served at that festival, none whatsoever. So please give me a contact me at 614-817-5588. That's 614-817-5588. Getting back to my subject in mind, I'm going to dissect this. It says, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. We deceive, people are being deceived every day. And they deceive every day. Every day somebody's getting deceived and being deceitful because they don't like you, or they don't want to be with you. There are people who come to all sorts of life. As I said before, and another subject I offered was shame in the city, and that's where part of evil people come from, shame in the city. They're evil themselves, they're very deceitful, and they don't care who they hurt. There are imposters out there that will show you one thing and turn around and show you another thing. There are imposters out there say who they are and they're not. Also, I would like to say, some of those imposters are fake prophets. They start their own game, their own style, and they start their own religion. And I wish I didn't want to put it that way, but that's what happens. We are at the time, this is borrowing, we're living at borrowed times. This is all in sorrow. And many imposters out there say they're this and they're not that. They are just people out there to try to get a hold to you. Remember, the imposters are there. And the imposters will still be there. Another thing I like to say, my persecution. We get persecuted every day. And people don't care how they persecute us. Christ was persecuted on the cross. But he lived and lived and rose on the third day. Treacherous. There's some treacherous people. This is all being angry, in the anger. And this is always part of the imposters. They are treacherous. Unapproachable and slanderous. They know what they're doing, they don't know what they're doing. And without self-control, brutal, and not having any good, these things that they do, it's just not with them. And they just don't want to do it the way they just don't want to be there. They don't want you there. Let's put it this way. But when you get to the point, and they get to the point, they became so treacherous, I'm going to say reckless, and try to be self-controlling, they'll try to control you. If they can't control themselves, they're going to try to control you. Everything that you do or try to do, they're going to be in control. They're going to try to control you. This is one of the things that I call one is worse and deceiving, because that's all they know is to trust you or distrust you. Most of the time when they get like that, this is when the jealousy comes in. When the jealousy comes in, you can't be trusted. They can't trust you. They want to do things that ain't right. But see, they'd rather be in pleasure of torturing you, more in pleasure of controlling you. And know themselves, their self-control is out of portion or out of whack. And having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power, But they shouldn't be, you have to avoid these people. It's avoid such people. As some of us can't avoid, because you got them imposters out there going to make sure you don't avoid them. They're going to make sure that you don't annoy them. Because every time you try to annoy them, they are going to be there right there in your corner or right there in your ear telling you some things. They don't care what they say. And how they say and how they tell you, but they will do it. They will also tell you this. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. If it ain't that way, you'll never get along with them. It's always got to be their way. It's always got to be their way. And what makes them be their. They are so creepy and so, let's say, sneaky about what they do. And they're so dangerous about things. I call them dangerous people. Because we don't know who's going to do what and who's going to do next. They're going to try to do their thing, way to get you out of it. And they're going to try some way to try to hurt you any way they can. Most of all, I would like to say is that we got to kind of, stay away from those who are those who creep into things. They creep in the households, they creep in the churches, they creep everything. And this is Inez Andrews. Lord, don't move your mouth. That was Inez Andrews, the late Inez Andrews. She was one of the original legends of the Caravan. I'm breaking away from my subject. Inez Andrews was part of the Caravan, and she was with them for a pretty good while. Sometimes she was with her own group called Inez Andrews and the Idrenettes. And I don't think they last stayed together, and then she went back to the Caravan. But she was one of the great singers with Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood, Albertina Walker. I can't think of the other lady that was with them, but that was the Caravan. They were one tough group, and they were really good. But only ones left now of the Caravan is Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood, Albertina, and I think she's gone. And it's another one I can't think of that's still here. But they're the only originals of the Caravan that's still left. So, you know, I had to play that. And right now, this is Lee Williams, the late Lee Williams.
And depend on me. All I need is one witness.
That was the late Leslie Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Lee Williams, the Spiritual QCs. His son, C.C. Williams, is got took over. It's called C.C. and Spiritual QCs. There's only one member of them back up with Lee Williams. C.C., I think, the old bass player. He's out there back in the red. They kept the band. Lee Williams, one of the greatest singers, gospel singers that I ever met. I bet he had been on the same gospel show with him when I was doing gospel concerts. He saw what was in his heart. Well, it's going to be hard to find another gospel singer like that. Him and Harvey Walker and Kent Spirituals. And I never will forget the great, great Joe Lagan and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Now, them three and Robert Blair, the Valeniers, they were some singers. And they had the groups. Right now, Danny Williams of the Valeniers, Danny Williams took over from Robert Blair. C.C. Lee Williams' son has to go. But we have to learn to learn to lean. To learn to lean and trust in God. Mr. Anger and Mr. Impossible, when they hear saying you trust in God, they will run away. This is how you get out of it. If you just say, I trust in God, let the Lord lead me on that. But like I said, I appreciate that these singers that they got now, they are tremendous. And he'll be a legend that will be missed. We have a lot of legends here in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to name some that are gone home. Manna Hannah, manager and lead singer of the Golden Gospel Singers. My brother-in-law, William Bowie, founder, member of the Spiritual Tornadoes. He's gone. Bill Rash, Gospel Clouds of Joy of Columbus, Ohio. And now, we got one more legend. We got two more legends left. And like I said, this legend will be surprised next week because this young man, I can't say the name who the parties were because this is a surprise for him. And the group is giving him this. And this right now, this is my own group. The Keys of Harmony singing, Standing in the Need of Prayer. Okay, that's Keys and Harvest. That is beautiful. That's what I'm saying now. Next week, the Keys and Harmony and various other groups will be at Praise Temple. And this is for a celebration for a very, very special 90-year-old young man. And he's a legend of the city. I also like to say to all of my friends and all my friends, is my shout out to Core Labs and the people that Latoya, Cheryl, Margie, and everybody. So I'm going to say now, my good people, don't take any removal from minding nothing but the garden, what you put in it grows. Love you very much. See you next time.
Seem hard, oh yes, but remember, if God is with us, he's more than the whole world against us, so we've got the whole of a little while.